T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
On 98.9 WORD, heard in 26 counties. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so, yes, we have awoken much bigger and better than we were at this time yesterday. If you'll notice, I am wearing the same clothes as yesterday. On the Rumble stream, rumble.com is, it's on rumble.com, my name, Tara Servatius, all one word. Yes, the same cap, the same shirt. I did wash it, okay, for the record.
I would have never thought that you would not have.
Well, I did, I just have to clarify. Yeah, I did. Just because, just to kind of celebrate, but also so folks have a place to go to look up, wait, what was it? Where on the FM dial again? Where's my, what happened to my show? Yeah, 98.9, so we are no longer 106.3. We are 98.9, and we are no longer, 25,000 watts. We are 100,000 watts. So that means we have doubled the size of the potential audience that we can reach population-wise. So I'm looking forward to the ratings catching up with that. We were already dominating the ratings, and we had not even, we weren't even heard in the whole listening area. So this station has been the little station that could. Now it's a big station that can't. So I'm super excited about this. This really is a historic couple of days in this station's history. So a lot of people kind of remarking on that. One guy sent me a picture yesterday, and it got, I don't know why people went so nuts for this, but I put it up on Facebook. It was a picture. Alan, one of our listeners who's been listening since the time of Russ Castle, he won a t-shirt from Russ Castle. Yeah. Did you see it?
Yes, he said, I saw that. He said that to me too, yeah.
Yes, 9:10 a.m.
Well, it was 1330 in Greenville and 910 in Spartanburg.
Yeah. And that's what the shirt said. And the shirt was over 20 years old. He said his wife keeps wanting to throw it out because it's so old. But we were still WRD at that time. So really cool that he sent me that and people went nuts for it because they actually remembered the old logo. That's how long the station's been around. So super exciting to see it really come into its own in this era in the 8 years I've been here. I'm really excited about that. So new era, very exciting, and we're here. So what you need to do, what we need to ask you for is, of course, we don't have an advertising budget. But, we are a form of media, so.
Well, like Fauci is science, we are advertising.
We are advertising. That's it. So what we need you to do is to tell your friends, your family members, your social media friends, your friends, hey, listen, you've got great talk radio now in Hendersonville and Asheville, in those counties that are, right over the North Carolina border. And we're really heard all the way to the Charlotte line. My dad was driving around Charlotte yesterday, 98.9 loud and clear. So I don't know if that's going to be every day. Might have cloudy day or something like that. It doesn't work that well, but it did yesterday. So I couldn't believe I was actually back on the air in my old hometown yesterday. It was really cool. So, people who live in the western half of North Carolina, they can hear us now. Tell them they've got great talk radio. Tell them to tune in for us and help spread the word. It's probably going to take another year and a half to really get that word out there and people stumbling upon us. And what is this? And wait, I was tuning in for the music. Where did that go? What is talk radio? A lot of people don't, believe it or not, don't know what talk radio is. I meet so many people, particularly conservative women. I don't know why women. And they'll tell me, oh, yeah, I'm conservative. Oh, do you listen to talk radio? What's that? So I still think there's this huge untapped market for women to pull women into this. For some reason, men seem to be better at finding us. But there's a lot of women out there. So many of my kids' friends, you know, parents, moms who are like-minded and have no idea what talk is. So you need to spread the word. And most of the women who end up here listening to us end up here like I did. I'd never heard of talk radio. And my husband, who was at the time my boyfriend, insisted that I listen so that we had something to talk about. Because this was such a, this talk radio was such a big part of his life that he couldn't imagine not talking about it with, you know, with me. And I was not into it, but took him a while to get me, a couple months to get me to tune in. And then I thought, well, you know, I'll just listen for 7 minutes and I'm done with this. I'm not interested. And as soon as I turned it on, one segment of Rush Limbaugh, I was home. This was it. This was it for me. So I've told the story many times, Lee. My husband gets a kick out of the fact that I'm on talk radio now. Yep. And he couldn't get me to listen to it for months.
Yeah, well.
So that's kind of my evolution. That's how a lot of women, they'll say, you know, my son, my husband, whoever introduced me, now I'm hooked. And then our women end up being the, like, the biggest, you know, most rah-rah supporters of the brand and of all of it. So I'm super excited to be here this morning and a part of this. Okay, so much stuff going on here. I don't even know where to begin. I'm going to start with the biggest news today, which is almost never what it should be. Yeah, and yes, we're going to get into all the new stuff that came out about Nashville overnight. A lot of it very disturbing and kind of how it's indicating where this country is going. But I want to get to something else first. There is a bill in Congress right now. And let me tell you what this bill is. It is not aptly named. It is the Ban TikTok Bill. Except it doesn't ban TikTok. No, it bans Twitter and would put Elon Musk in prison. Let that sink in.
Why am I not surprised?
Let that sink in. Oh, sponsored by the Democrats?
Well, that, like I said, why am I not surprised?
No. This is a bipartisan effort.
Oh, bipartisan. Okay, so they've got some rhinos to vote for it too, huh?
I'm beginning to think that these Republicans just want their base to shut up. I'm beginning to think there are a lot of them like that, and they play games. Because I just can't understand this any other way. This is the big TikTok bill, right? The one everybody's talking about. TikTok is bad. TikTok is really bad. And we've documented that using the Forbes investigation on it. Literally, the Chinese Communist Party's media arm, the very same media arm that puts out the propaganda that the Chinese people must partake in, creates the news on TikTok. It is registered as a foreign agent with the federal government. I've told you all of this. It is a source, Lee, I think, of billions of dollars of contributions to the Democrats. I don't know why the FEC is not all over this, because their news, and you can see me using air quotes on Rumble, their news is just vote for Democrats. Vote for Democrats. Marxism is good. Vote for Democrats. Hate America. Marxism is good. Vote for Democrats. And they did specific videos in different races that were viewed tens of millions of times. They are turning an entire generation against America, against freedom, against free speech, and against Republicans. That is a massive multi-billion dollar donation to the Democrats, right? So I was kind of like, why would the Democrats want to ban that? And that's why I haven't talked a lot about it. I couldn't figure it out. What would they? Oh, okay. The bill doesn't ban TikTok. What does it do? Well, what it does is terrifying. What it says is that if you engage in a relationship of any kind with a foreign adversary, including passing on information that foreign adversary would like passed on, you're guilty. Well, what's a foreign adversary? Oh, the Biden administration gets to define that after the legislation passes. The Director of National Intelligence and the Commerce Secretary. So they define what a foreign adversary is? Mm-hmm. And what happens if you collude in any way with a foreign adversary, including passing on information? And what is that? Lee, come on, you already know. We know information would be anything that makes the Democrats look bad.
Anything that goes against their narrative.
Yeah, that must have come from Russia. Somebody in Russia said it on Twitter. So if you say, you can't say it. Okay, well, what happens then? any acquisition, importation, transfer, installation, dealing in, or use of information and communications technology, product or service, including ongoing activities, and I know this is boring, but stick with me because it's going to drop your jaw. That will give the federal government the right to use, listen to this, any mitigation measure they decide on after the bill passes to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person, property, subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. What does this mean? We think it's Russian propaganda. We said so. We define it. We take you out.
So this amounts to those in favor of this dancing on the grave of the First Amendment.
Oh, it's absolutely over at that point.
Well, it's already been over. The First Amendment's gone.
But it still exists on Twitter, and it exists on Gab, and it exists on Getter, and they can't stand it. So what are we talking about with respect to any property subject? Okay, let me break it down very simply. Oh, by the way, this carries a prison penalty of up to 20 years. They get to define the crime. You don't get to find out till you're guilty of it. Oh, and the crime could have been committed before the passage of the legislation, during or after. So they're going to go back through your speech. So what does this mean? Can they censor you? Yes. Can they wipe your account right off of Twitter? Yes. But it's bigger than that. They can wipe out Twitter. Not only can they wipe out Twitter, they can put Elon Musk in prison. They can put Jason Miller in prison for the crime of running Getter. They can put Andrew Torba in prison for the crime of running Gab. Bipartisan support. I mean, my God, with the Republicans trying to shut me down, I don't even have time for the Democrats. Watch this, folks. If this passes the House, you go through every Republican who voted for it. They are every bit as much your enemy as any Democrat ever was, and anybody in the Chinese Communist Party ever was. Because this is that stuff. I'll have more details on this on the other side. This is the TikTok ban bill. By the way, Lee, the only thing it doesn't ban is TikTok.
Well, of course. Just like the Inflation Reduction Act does neither.
Yeah, no, well, that actually would lead to more inflation. But yes, this is... But you know what this shows you, Lee? Whether this passes or not, and we get it in time to stop it, it shows you where they're going. They will not rest, including John Thune, the Republican Party, who co-sponsored this, traitor to his country. You're a traitor to your country at this point. You're not honoring your oath of office.
Right.
You should be investigated, quite frankly. But there's no one to investigate you because they're all traitors too. But, I mean, you do this as a Republican, you're not a Republican. You're not one of us. You're the enemy. I mean, there's no other way to put this. That's how bad this is. I don't know how these people think they're going to be allowed to campaign. I mean, all they'll do is what they've already done to DeSantis and Trump, say they're repeating Russian talking points, and guess what's gone? Your campaign is gone from online. It's gone from Google. It's gone from Gab. It's gone from America. You're going to have to mail in the mail if they even let you do that.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.